The COVID-19 crisis continues to deepen on the Central and South Coasts. Nearly 6,000 new cases were reported in the region for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, as we see the impacts of what public health officials say is a surge on top of a surge. Personnel at many hospitals are stretched thin.
We are being overrun by the numbers of patients that we're seeing. The severity of sickness is gone through the roof, and it's really been nerve-wracking for me because I'm always wondering, like, is this the time that I'm going to get it?
But Gavin Jones, who's an RN in Ventura County Medical Center's ER, says he now feels much safer. He was among the first of the medical personnel in the region to get their second and final COVID-19 vaccine shot.
I'm actually quite relieved. I feel relieved that I got the second shot.
But what are the priorities? When can you get vaccinated? Ventura County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Levin lays out the plan. He talks about who's been getting the first vaccinations.
All the people who work at acute care hospitals, and that's everybody in the hospital. Those are the doctors and the nurses and the housekeepers and security, etc. We're trying to protect all of that hospital's functioning. Also, we are trying to protect the most vulnerable people. That group resides in long-term care facilities.
Who's next?
Workers at psychiatric hospitals and dialysis centers, paramedics and EMTs, and those professionals who will be vaccinating other people in our county, because we want to protect the vaccinators.
And Dr. Levin says we should see more healthcare-related workers vaccinated by the end of the month.
That will be the staff of clinics and private doctor's offices, surgical centers and urgent care centers, jail medical staff, home health care, behavioral health, meaning psychologists, they're on the outpatient side, community health workers, midwives, medical examiners and DA investigators, and dental offices. And then following that, we'll enter into the next phase. People who work in specialty clinics, laboratories, people who work in blood banks, pharmacies, mortuaries and cemeteries, and physical therapists.
The Ventura County public health official says we should get to the next major grouping of vaccinations by late February or early March.
Law enforcement, all the people in law enforcement, farm workers, grocery store workers, fire department employees, emergency dispatchers, the education sector. This means everybody who works in a school, in or around a school. Child care, postal workers, jail custody staff, and child welfare workers.
Dr. Levin talks about the final grouping of people for vaccinations.
People who are 65 years of age and older with health problems, workers in utilities and transportation, and then the homeless and incarcerated will also be included in this group. And then in the next group, there'll be healthy individuals from 65 to 74 years of age and people who are 16 to 64 who have underlying health conditions. And then other essential workers like those in water and waste management, communications, financial services, and government operations.
Dr. Levin says after that, it'll be open to anyone who wants a vaccination. And he says if we get more vaccine than expected, it could step up the timeline.
If they're generous, we will gear up, Lance. We will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, if we have an overabundance of vaccine.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the state is launching an education effort to let people know that not only are the vaccinations safe, they're free.
It does not cost you to get this administered. Information is private, it's protected, and wear a face covering even after you've gotten that first dose, that first shot.
Ventura County Public Health Officer Dr. Robert Levin says he's hopeful by June everyone that wants a shot will have one. But what about those who don't want a shot? Will that keep the pandemic alive?
It's really difficult for the disease to spread because so many people are protected. And so I think if we get to 70-80% of those two categories, people who've had the disease and people who've had shots, that we're going to be in pretty good shape.
You can find out more about the vaccination plans through a link on our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.